Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Pierre Cellier, space scientist, researcher at the South African National Space Agency. Good morning. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you.
So tell us about a supermoon. What is a supermoon?
Yes, Howard. It was a very special occasion last night at about 8:27 p.m. that we had a moon that was much larger in the sky than the usual full moon and much brighter. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, it was called a supermoon. This is when the moon is at its closest distance to the Earth, its elliptical orbit, and during a full moon. So these full moons happen about 12 times a year, and about four of them each year are supermoons, meaning that the full moon occurs at a time when the moon is closest to the Earth. We call this position of being closest to the Earth a perigee. Mm-hmm. And when the moon is in perigee and it is a full moon, it had been called a supermoon. And during the supermoon, it is about 14% bigger than at the opposite end when it's called a micromoon, and about 30% brighter than the micromoon, which is when we have a full moon with the moon the furthest distance from the Earth.
Does it make a difference that, for example, in Gauteng, we're in winter, there's no clouds or very rarely clouds in the sky during winter? Does that impact on how the moon appears to us?
Well, if it is cloudy, it is unlikely that you will see the full moon. That was the case here in Hermanus last night. I was very keen to see the full moon, but it was obscured by the
clouds. Excuse me. You get whales very, very soon. You've got nothing to complain about.
No, we are very grateful. The whales have arrived here.
Oh, have they arrived? Oh, it's one of the most magical places on Earth this time of year. It really is.
Indeed.
But you were saying I interrupted you very rudely. So the moon, so you didn't see it, obviously, because it was cloudy last night.
That's correct, yes. But if it, I have some family members of mine have sent me some beautiful pictures of the full moon, and it is indeed very bright if one has a clear sky. And even through some thin clouds, one can see the bright full moon. And this was the third supermoon this year. As I said, about four supermoons occur on average per year. The next one will be on the 12th of August. And the supermoon means that the moon is possibly in the position of a lunar eclipse. That's when the Earth moves between the sun and the moon. And this supermoon was not an eclipse situation, but on the 18th of September 2024, we will have our next supermoon lunar eclipse, when the moon will be closest to the Earth and the Earth will cast a partial shadow on the moon.
Absolutely incredible. Why do you think it is that the moon has, I mean, you're a scientist, but the other realm of this is how we are drawn to it from so many other aspects. The moon has such mystique for us.
You're right. The moon has been, ever since creation, a light of the night. And there has been many attributes associated with the moon. The point is, it is a useful reflection of the sun's light at night. Mm-hmm. And if people need to navigate at night, it is useful to have a full moon. So, yes, there is an attraction with a full moon because it is our brightest solar body in the solar system. Being nearest to us, and even though it does not radiate any light by itself, it does reflect the brightness of the sun. And when we have this lineup of the sun, Earth, and moon, with the Earth midway between the sun and the moon, that's when we have what we call a full moon.
Incredible. And Karen M., a listener, says the moon was unbelievable. I was driving. I reversed my car to where the trees wouldn't obscure the magnificent moon. And I think that's so important to do, it is so important to actually take those moments, stop your car, reverse, look at it, enjoy it, because, wow, these are the things of real and absolute beauty that we are gifted with. Dr. Pierre Cilia, space scientist, researcher at the South African National Space Agency, he was chatting to us about what causes a supermoon and how frequently they appear.